We go to the Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina hotline, even though the man is sitting right over there. He is Jeff Ward, jeffwardshow.com. They are live each weekday, and he's bringing you 6 minutes of football podcasts all over the place. How are you, Mr. Ward?
Good.
All right, so week one was week one.
Yep.
Week two was a very different story for Texas.
Yep.
What are your thoughts?
Which part? I'll say this. I think I did two different 6 minutes of footballs on Texas,
which may or may not have been 12 total minutes.
I think it was actually, to be precise, it was 11 minutes 32 seconds.
Oh, nice job!
And then I did another one that was about 4 minutes and 47 seconds, Trey, and it was on the Cowboys. And now that I'm thinking about it, it's all kind of the same.
Ah, okay.
It all is blending together now. It's all coming to me. And so instead of doing 18 minutes, I should have done six, and that would have covered everything because it all looks the same. It's all just artwork. It all looks nice. The Cowboys, man, they look good. And then they threw for all those yards, and they score a lot of points, and they almost won. It's art. Scoreboard. My take on Texas is this. Because, of course, now the quarterback change is a totally new element, which I think is a total distraction, which is meaningless. But they're going to be – Texas is going to be fine, depending on what your fine definition is. They're now going to get to play like competition in a like league. And, in fact, I think they'll challenge for the Big 12 title. They'll win most of their 50-48 games. They may lose a 50-48 game somewhere along the way. I think they'll challenge Oklahoma in a 60-56 game. Could go either way. And so they're right back where they belong, in a league of like competition with like players and a like style of play. And as long as they stay there, they're probably going to be pretty good.
What did the matchup in Fayetteville, if it did, what did it say to you about the future for Texas and the conference where we know that they're headed?
Yeah, that was one of the podcasts, and that is, how do you reinvent yourself when you're sort of think you're better than you are, or you're contained in your own league playing against like-minded competition? I mean, the reality of Texas, and this is not new, is sort of the reality of the Big 12, which is the reality of high school football. The high school football games look just like the Big 12. There's no shoving. There's no pushing. It all kind of just flies around like a flag football game.
Spread it out, 7-on-7.
It's a flag football league, yeah. And they're a flag football team. And Arkansas was a bad matchup because physically they are completely outclassed. I think that's pretty obvious. It didn't take a football genius to figure out one team could shove the other one around easily, at will. If Texas had a chance to tap out, it would have. It was that much of a beatdown. But in their league, in their style, they're going to be just fine. If they are in the SEC, I think we all got our answer. They're eighth or ninth in an ugly way.
Yeah, that is...
I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, if you really want to break it down, the future, you know, the question is, and I don't really know the answer to this. I don't think changing quarterbacks matters, and I don't think it's that purposeful, to be honest, but I think it's just window dressing to the bigger issue. And the bigger issue is the same of all of football. It's like talking about the Cowboys. That's really neat. You threw for a lot of yards. Yeah. And?
And you were 1-3
and
onside kick.
Yeah. And I mean, okay. And so I think, you know, I think people have got their answer, but I think they're going to go back to the Big 12. They're going to score a bunch of points on Rice. It's going to look fine in a few weeks. This will fade. They'll get in a 56-50 game with Oklahoma. In the conversation, it'll be about offense and quarterbacks. And I think they'll just get caught up in that space. And until they're in a different league where you're not allowed to play that way anymore, I don't know if you change a heck of a lot.
All right, let's dig in.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, they're
in limbo for a while, and I think he probably knows it. I think the players even know that. I mean, they know it's a bad matchup. They know they got shoved around. They had no chance in that game. I don't care if Patrick Mahomes is playing quarterback. They get shoved around.
Yeah, it was extra concerning, Jeff, because we knew what we were getting with the offensive line. It was going to be a lot of struggle. You're going to have to scheme around a group that is average at best.
Yeah.
The really frustrating thing for me on Saturday was watching the defensive line that has received a ton of hype all offseason get pushed around at will at a certain point starting in the second quarter through the rest of the game. And perhaps part of that is the offense giving you nothing in return. Eventually, you're going to tire out and you are going to break despite the fact that you've bent for most of the game up to that point. But for the defensive line to play like that, Texas isn't going to have a chance in a lot of games this year if that continues.
Well, I mean, again, I think we're back to style here. I mean, it's what I said. I mean, my criticism is this art for art's sake doesn't do a heck of a lot to get to the next level of football, winning football, you know, championship stuff. Their defensive line in a 60 to 56 game may just be fine where you chase the ball. When you go, when you think about it, there's not many teams that play direct. There's not many teams that go north-south. There's not many high school games that play like that. It's not often, and I'm not excusing them, except I'm sort of excusing them, that they're built for the Flag Football League, and they just played an opponent that ran right at them, and they aren't prepared for it, built for it, good enough for it. It's not them, and they got demolished. So I don't know that if you don't look up 3 weeks from now and say, wow, when they're chasing the ball around, when they're just running around in a flag football game and they chase a guy down where speed and finesse matters, I'm not sure they're all that bad. In a game that's direct and north and south, and it really is a physical contest, they're awful.
In terms of...
Goodbye.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I don't know. There's no other takeaway than that.
Right.
I really do think it's easy to... I agree with you. Look, their offensive line sucks. I mean, Arkansas rushes three. And I don't know 5 weeks from now if anybody remembers their nose guard's plural name, but one guy beat three regularly. The nose guard is supposed to be a fire hydrant. Their nose guard is chasing the quarterback and getting him. That's how outclassed they were up front, Texas. Outclassed. And on the defensive front, I think Trey's right. On one hand, this looked bad because it's a bad matchup for them. They're not built for this at all. But I think if you're playing Oklahoma, you might look up and say, yeah, they can chase that guy around pretty well.
In terms of I lost my thought before. Now I just lost it again. But what was I going to ask? It's the question I asked Trey earlier about – what was it? Oh, I know. So for the rest of this season, do you feel like they will play anybody else that has the combo of offensive and defensive line like that?
No. The closest that I've watched, and even they were a huge disappointment. Huge disappointment. I think this guy lost himself a lot of money. I thought maybe Iowa State was a little bit more direct in the way they, but I say direct is the term going north and south, not
right.
Big 12 where it goes whoosh, all around the sides and
yeah.
You're a perimeter team. Texas is a perimeter team.
Yeah.
That's what they are, or fast break basketball team.
With Iowa State, you're saying you thought they were a little more pro style, straightforward.
I think they could gash them a little bit more, and Texas at the point of attack would struggle. But you know, they were a huge disappointment. So maybe them, but they're built like a like any other high school game you go to. Go to a Westlake game, and they all look like the Big 12. Nobody plays like Arkansas did.
We are talking to Jeff Ward, and Texas played the game Arkansas wanted to play.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely,
that's another key. And it's also probably fair to point out that in the last few years in the SEC, Arkansas has been a joke to a lot of people.
I mean, Texas is not where would you put Texas in the SEC right now? What would be their rank? Seven, eight?
I was about to say, you said eight or nine. That might be a tad bit cruel, but it's not that far. You're not that far away.
What I'm saying is they played the bottom of the table of the SEC and had no chance. And I don't mean this was a game where, oh, you fumbled it or, you know, your punter drops the ball. You know, they did some stupid stuff. It wasn't that. They could have played flawlessly, and they would have gotten their face kicked in because they had no answer. Football is not that complicated. It's really not. People make it complicated, but when the dude across from you can throw you around, you lose.
Yeah, it's real complicated if you can't block and tackle.
If you can't block and tackle, it sucks. You got to do a lot of chalkboard stuff.
Very difficult, yeah.
But when the, you know, it's football is a one-on-one matchup game across the board. And you lose all those matchups, you're toast. It doesn't matter who your quarterback is. It doesn't matter. They've got, look, don't tell me Bijan Robinson is not a really good back. He is. Is maybe the best in the game. They've got receivers that can run all over the place. I think Hudson Card, I think the fact that he's losing his job and probably going to lose it for good is a bummer. He didn't. I don't really deserve that. So their skill is as good as you can find.
I was I was going to say, let's dig into this quarterback thing, because you've seen a few quarterback controversies in your time.
Yep.
This town kind of gets known for it in, you know, from time to time. So discuss this one with me. At any point during the game, were you watching and thinking, man, maybe give KC a try? Or were you sitting there thinking, oh, this is a much bigger issue than who's getting the ball?
Well, first of all, if you're Hudson Card and his family, you just sort of wave the towel and say, get me out of here, because the guy was running for his life. I don't, in the game and in the game decision, I don't fault Steve Sarkisian for making the move. I don't, because nothing else worked. The guy's running for his life. You know, you might as well change pitchers. I don't have a problem with that. And I don't even think changing quarterbacks down the stretch is going to make that much of a difference. I think it sucks for Hudson Card, because I think he's probably lost his job, because if you're KC Thompson, you're set up to succeed. It's all going to look good now.
Certainly the next two.
Yeah. I think the rest of the way, there's no defense in the league. It's a perfect league for him. It's a perfect league for Hudson Card. Unfortunately, Hudson Card got the start in the bad matchup, the physical matchup that they're going to lose.
I think TCU and Oklahoma are going to push back a little.
Okay. It'll be 56 to 58-2.
For the Big 12, they'll have defense.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, look, I think both those guys are good players. We could not brag enough about Hudson Card in game one. They did not get crushed this past Saturday because of him. So I don't have a problem with making the decision to change on the fly. I don't know that I agree that Hudson Card has now lost his job over that. I think that's pretty dramatic and pretty harsh. That said, I think KC Thompson's a good player. I don't think had KC Thompson taken the first snap of that game, I don't think the score would have looked any different. And I think Steve Sarkisian knows that.
Considering that Coach Sark had already said KC Thompson would play, would you have thought about doing it sooner in the game against Arkansas? 13-0, 16-0, 16-7. Would you have taken a different opportunity when the game was closer and said, you know what, let's give Hudson a chance to breathe and watch, and then let's see what KC can do?
Probably not, and I say not, and I don't think it would have mattered much. I really don't. I mean, I think it's easy to go into that game for garbage time and garbage points. The damage had been done. You know, the only difference is you could say, well, at least he can run for his life better than Hudson Card. Okay. I mean, if that's the way you're going to play football, just go run around and look out. You know, the funny thing about this is, of all the quarterback controversies, I think this one is needless. I don't think this needs to be happening. But then again, I think Steve Sarkisian's got cover. I think both those guys are pretty good players. I think they're both pretty good players in the Big 12, and I think they're both set up for success in the Big 12. So I think he's going to end up looking fine on the decision. I do. I think KC Thompson will be fine. If you told me Hudson Card was playing against Rice, I'd say he'd light them up too. So I don't think that's their problem. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's just window dressing and distraction from the real issue, which is the real game, and that never changes. You've got to play good defense in the front seven, and you've got to be able to pass protect, and they're not very good at either.
That's true.
I mean, just the fact.
So hopefully deck chairs on what's not the Titanic.
Yeah, well said. Yeah. That was, wow. Any, let's steal that line.
Any profound observations from week one of the NFL, other than the Cowboys being a work of art?
You know,
some
betting,
find prettier than ugly.
Legal betting on the NFL is up 126%.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that beautiful? What a country.
Can't you go in? Do they have like kiosks in that new Raiders stadium?
Can I literally go in and bet at halftime and pregame? Absolutely.
That's awesome.
I've been in that stadium, and it's a $2 billion stadium in a city that probably lost almost 100,000 jobs this past year. I mean, it's been a blast. I mean, the NFL is made for TV. It does everything right. The Chiefs-Browns game was off the charts. Last night game was off the charts. The Cowboys-Bucks game was off the charts. It's the usual perfect entertainment value that the NFL provides. That said, the Cowboys, I'm blown away how this isn't what an art form pro football has become. Oh, my gosh, look at us, Cowboys fans. Oh, we played so well. You lost when the other team turned it over four times.
Yeah.
You did something. They had a number that's never been met. No team has ever lost against a team that turned it over four times, and you had 450 yards in offense. it's funny how people spin that in a positive. I think that's a horrible thing.
No, it's terrible.
It's a horrible thing. Yeah, exactly what happened to them last year.
Yeah, when you combine certain stats, it's only happened like three other times in the existence of the league.
Right.
Right. You don't want to be that.
And people go, well, yes, Dak Prescott was outstanding. There's no argument there. And you know what? Last year, the first four games, he was great then too. And they had to kick an onside kick to beat the Falcons.
They should have been 0-4, yeah.
I mean, the Buccaneers probably couldn't play any worse than they did, and they got a W. So, I knew Dak Prescott was good. I think everybody else knew that Dak Prescott was good. The bottom line is it's a bottom line business, man, and their bottom line is not good. I don't know why Cowboys fans are so giddy about that performance. You lost when you should have won.
Yeah, that was my feeling by the end of the game is if you can't take advantage of that opportunity,
that game,
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you either. I don't care if Tom Brady is on the other side. He's not the one necessarily that turned it over four times. They did everything wrong. They went right for Dallas, and Dallas still lost.
Yep. All those little details, man. They never get them.
Bottom line world, it's a bottom line business. And the easiest way to win in football? Play defense and kick it. That's the easiest way. It never changes.
Yeah.
Scoring 55 is hard. Passing for 500 yards is really, really hard to do regularly.
Yeah.
Playing good defense and kicking it through the uprights, and you win most of the time.
Ooh, we haven't asked Jeff Ward about the 58 yet. Would you have Dak Prescott throw the ball 58 times a game? Does that seem like a good idea to you?
I guess if Ezekiel Elliott's disappeared, maybe I have no choice. What happened to him? What is he now? What is he? What
was a shell of himself.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I mean, he's not damaged goods. How did this happen?
Nah, I'm going to put some of that on Kellen Moore, man. You got to give it a shot. You need to let Ezekiel Elliott prove he's washed up.
Yeah. Especially because he looks like he's in such good shape this year versus the last 2 years.
I'll accept that. Yes. Now, you look, in the NFL, you shouldn't be throwing it 58 times, period, unless you're in trying to catch up. You really shouldn't. That's not a good recipe.
That's a close game throughout.
Yeah. No, it's a bad recipe. And it's a bad recipe when you look on the other side of the field and think, that guy. And you give him the ball.
Right.
You're going to lose.
Minute 24.
Wouldn't it be interesting?
So much
I was thinking
time.
About this. I know. God. I was thinking about this during the game. I thought, it would be really cool. The NFL is pretty proactive. I wish they could come up with a way to, like, you could do, like, this little test. And if you were to ask everybody in the Cowboys sideline and in the owner's box right now, while he's jogging out there, do you think you're going to win?
Your next
paycheck. It's 124. Do you think you're going to win right now?
Next paycheck.
What percentage do you think would say yes?
If you really made him put something valuable on it.
Yeah, I mean, you had to put something. You don't have to do the charts. Like, you have a 10% chance to win, and the chart goes up and down. Yeah. I want to see the chart of the entire franchise. I mean, from trainers to owners to defensive coordinators, what percentage of people thought they were going to win?
It's the Cowboys, so I'm going to take my reasonable 5% and kick it up to like 20. Because the Cowboys are a delusional group on every level, so I'll say 20%.
Yeah.
2 out of every 10 would have told you, we're still going to win.
Okay, that's fine. I think one of them might be really old, too.
Our defense will hold them, Jeff.
So that means approximately 80% of the defenders that had to watch him chuck out of the field thought they were going to lose and knew they were going to lose.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think there might be one dude over there. He's a rookie dude. Like, oh, I'll get him. The other guy's looking at him going, no, man, we're losing.
I'm going to go sack Tom Brady.
We're about to lose.
No, you're not. You're not going to go sack Tom Brady.
You chase him. Go ahead. Try to get him. We're going to lose.
God, it was just crazily impressive. And then to go and burn those plays at the end, just throwing the ball out of bounds.
Kicker,
come on.
You know, it's almost like turning a double play when there's nobody on base. Just, I feel like doing it right now. Right?
He did look rather bored at the end of that game.
Come on, man. Don't you guys have anything more for me than this? I had to get down here this fast.
Talk about business as usual. What if they'd given him
like an extra 40? Tom, you got to go to the other end now.
Ah, that is a challenge.
He would take it. All right, cool. I go that other end and do it again. You do it.
You have to do it with your left arm, Tom. All right, sure. That's fine.
It's a blast, though. The NFL is going to give gamblers and fantasy players everything it wants. That game is beautifully made for TV.
Yep, it always produces. That is Jeff Ward. Check out JeffWardShow.com, at Jeff Ward Show on Twitter. You get that live each weekday, and you're getting 6 minutes of football all over the place now.
Yeah,
Check that out as well. Cowboys and Longhorns, and frighteningly enough, it's kind of the same thing. I agree with you on that.
Right? I mean, isn't it? I mean, it just sort of... the discussion kind of morphs into the same thing. It's it really is just art. I mean, fans are just into the art, and then you realize, well, you lost.
Style and substance.
Yeah.
It's a big discussion. And I think there's artwork at Jerry World. I'm not sure about that. But watch the next home game. I'm sure they'll show it to you on the broadcast.
Oh, inside the stadium.
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of watching Cowboys home games.
You know, Jerry's wife curated all this artwork.
Yeah. Come back from breaks. Cowboys are down 14. Yeah. Already turned the ball over a couple times. Yeah, let's not worry about all that. Let's just show everybody the artwork in the stadium.
I think it's trying to avoid tax laws there. I think it's some kind of tax write-off probably.
Is that what
it is? Yeah, probably some farm animals down there, too, to get the write-off that way also.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Always good to see you, sir.
Yes, sir.